Well, good morning. It is so good to be able to share. Come on, ladies. Come, team. They were like, we're just going to sit and watch. I don't set this up this side here. We'll all fit. We fit in much smaller spaces in the Dominican Republic. I told the team when we got there, I said, now, guys, personal space is gone. We're going to be riding in vehicles, basically sitting on each other's laps and just, you know, nice and cozy. And I didn't lie. It was true. So anyway, figure it out, guys. We'll work it out. Well, good. Well, we wanted to share with you a report of the team and what we did. All of the time spent training ahead of time, it was a year out planning and getting ready to go and minister in the Dominican Republic. And we ministered with missionaries Matt and Carrie Love, who are great missionaries there, and they work with the Latin American Child Care Schools, and they have 16 schools that they oversee in the Dominican Republic. And we went to do some work, and I'm going to show you some pictures here just shortly, and then the team, you're going to hear from them as all the different experiences they went through and were able to be a part of. I was going to have my translators translate, because I'm so used to just, you know, waiting for them to fill in the Spanish part. And that was a blessing, too. We had Lisa, Ruth, and Dennis, all Spanish speakers who were able to translate for us, and that took kind of a load off of the missionaries having to constantly be around to help translate. So they did a great, great job with that. But what we did in the Dominican Republic, I'm going to kick this over. I'm going to set it down a little bit lower. There we go. What we did in the Dominican Republic was, go to the first slide there. We went to one of the schools in Villa Altagracia, and this is the playground or the lot where the kids play right behind the school. And if you go to the next slide, you can see on the right-hand side, there's all this rocks and gravel, and there's glass in there, and it was just a real mess, and there's trash everywhere kind of piled in the corners. And we went to begin work and making this a playground that the kids could use and also, you know, a safe place. And it's actually a draw for the community because not only the school kids come there, but all of the community kids get to fill in there and be a part of that playground. So it's a huge draw for the school, and they get to minister to the kids who come and be a part of that. And go to the next one. And so we had to remove all of the rock. And at first I thought, well, this is good. You know, always get these rocks out here. Maybe we'll bring in some equipment and, you know, some trucks or something. No. We moved it all by hand. And every single rock and the ones that were embedded down in the other rocks had to be used with pickaxes and picked out of there and pried out and lifted and carried and thrown into wheelbarrows. And so wheelbarrow by wheelbarrow, there was all kinds of work and clearing that had to happen. We actually ended up leveling some of the ground because they wanted to put some sand on there so the kids would have sand to fall into when they come off the swings and other stuff rather than, you know, like a piece of cement. It seems like a good idea. So as we go through these slides, you'll see the local kids came out who were in the neighborhood and just wanted to help, sometimes a little too much. Like, they'd jump right in the wheelbarrow, help you, you know, and they want to ride the empty wheelbarrow back, of course. So it was a great time to be able to minister, and we actually took down a large tree that we actually got ready to cut it down, and they hooked a rope on it, and they're like, okay, we'll put a little tension on it, and it snapped and fell right into the playground. So the thing was barely standing, so it was a good safety hazard to remove. That's the missionary Matt Love, who's actually working doing a chainsaw thing. So he was like, you got to get a picture of this, because everybody thinks I just sit behind a desk and don't do anything. It's like, all right, there you go. So, and he didn't cut himself or anything. He did a good job. Go ahead. And now, this is where we had to level. And I don't know, as you can see this, this is Austin. He's happy to be moving all these rocks. He's just so happy. But where he's at, there's about a foot and a half down, and we're leveling straight back about another 50 feet. So all of that had to move out of there. And I'm going to guesstimate it was around 15 to 18 yards of material that we moved by hand in wheelbarrows. And we actually piled the big rocks in the corner, and they hired a local guy, and he moved all of that by himself, by hand, with no shoes or anything, just hauled it out by the road. So pretty amazing amount of work that got accomplished through the hands of all these students who just poured out. And I bet you they worked the hardest they've ever worked in their life. They sweated more than they've sweat up to these number of years they've lived, probably, in that week. It was just, yeah, it was a lot of fun. After we got the playground cleared of rocks and debris and leveled out to the standard that it needed to be, we then moved three truckloads of sand, I believe it was total, and spread it out on the playground area on two sides of this kind of rough cement pad. And then we dug some holes and got ready to put in playground equipment where you have a swing set arch being put up here, and there was also monkey bars and kind of a geodesic dome thing that we installed. And then once it was all in and set, then we painted it and had a blast painting it. Had all these fun colors, and it was really cool because as we're painting it, the kids were like, you know, it's starting to take shape now, and the kids are coming more each day to check this out, and they want to be a part of it. And we had to kind of keep them off there so they wouldn't get paint all over themselves. And even before it was dry, they were already climbing on it, and you know, it was. But that's how it was really awesome to see their faces just light up with seeing this playground go in. Yes, there's Tony doing a little painting. Surprise. They hate it when I came around with a camera. I'm not in any of the pictures of the work. I did do the work, but I took a lot of pictures for them. So anyway, there are pictures of me working, believe me. Then we painted the wall. We said, boy, this looks really great. This playground looks awesome, except what about this wall back here? I mean, it just looks really rough. And so we cleaned the whole wall, scrubbed it, and then painted it and brightened the whole thing up and just gave it a whole new look. So there's Lisa enthusiastically. I think she was checking out a spot she missed that she was going to cover. They're going to hate me for this afterwards. Why did you put that picture of me up? Anyway, go ahead, another picture forward there. And then alongside the playground side of things, we had we split the team into two, divided the team. So we had a team that was staying back, working on the playground, digging holes, shoveling, and you know, using all of the hand tools that we had, and painting and all of that. But then we split the team off, and another part of the team went and did street evangelism throughout the day. And every day we did at least three places. One day we did two just because it got rained out, but normally about three different locations that we would go set up our portable sound system, begin playing music, and kids just come out of the woodwork. They just come out of every alley and street, and just because they hear the music, what's going on, and check it out, and they run back and get their friends. And it was nothing to turn on that sound system and have 150 to 200 kids show up just like that. Not announcing anything or anything. Now, we had some other settings where they said, hey, we're going to have a kids program in this church building or a closet or whatever it was they set us up in. I told the team when we got there, I said, hey, guys, be ready to do these dramas and stuff that we practice in any setting. You know, we're not going to have this gigantic youth room to practice or to do it in. We might be in a hallway. And the first one was in a hallway. We were in half of this space, and the kids were in, like, three rows of chairs like this, all in one. And just crammed in there, it was like 160 kids or something like that in the first one. And we had to do our skits and dramas in a little window for them to see. So they did awesome. I'm so, so proud of all the students and our adult leaders who just did a phenomenal job in doing the street ministry. So we wanted to show you a couple things that we did. And we're going to teach you a song so you can be a part of it. Because everybody wants to be a part of missions, right? So this is part of missions. We were going to do this song in English. And the team's like, no, we got to do it in Spanish like we did it there. So if you speak Spanish, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I know this. But otherwise, just follow along, okay, like we did. All right. So we're going to push the chairs back, guys, a little bit and just give them a break so they would just stand the whole time. And we're going to show you this song called Jesus is My Superhero is the English version. So come right up, guys, and maybe spread out down a step or two over there if you have to make us all visible. There you go. Whatever will work for you. Okay, cool. Come on this way a little bit. There we go. Okay, are you ready? You want to stand with us so you can do the motions? Well, sure, come on, stand. Yeah, just jump right down on the, so you can. All right, spread out top row. Okay, we should be good. Here we go. So there won't be anything on the screen. You're going to have to watch them. Way loud.
Quien hace el sol brillar y en el cielo la luna salir, es quien con sus manos hizo las estrellas. Él es el que me hace cantar. Él es el que me hace soñar y el que me hace sonreír y ser feliz. Cristo es mi superhéroe, mi amigo.
All right. So we got to do that. It was one of the songs. We did a bunch of different songs, and we had a couple of skits. We're going to do one of the skits in just a little bit, human video. Go ahead and grab a seat there, guys, for a second. And the really cool thing was, as we were, you know, some of us, when we first got there, we're still actually now a little rusty on the motions. But anyway, it was funny. The kids were watching you exactly what you do. They did exactly the same thing. And it was really cool to be able to connect and, you know, like make eye contact with certain kids. And like they're kind of trying to figure out what motions I just like lock in and, you know, help them through. And it was just a really blast to be able to do that. And does somebody want to share something about maybe at the times of the music, maybe some just connection you made with a kid or I don't know, anything? Don't all jump in at once. Because I'm going to call, they all know, like, if they make eye contact, that I'm calling on them. So they're all like, I was looking at the ground and he called on me. Anyway, someone?
Part of it was we'd actually go out into the crowd sometimes when we had, like, you know, a couple hundred kids together, because the shorter kids would be in the back and they can't see. So we'd always send two or three people out, you know, to do the motions in, like, where they were. And then they would connect with you and smile. Some of them were kind of shy, but most of them were actually a lot of outgoing, and they would get into it a lot. And then the shy kids would see their friends doing it, and they would really get into it. And then you could see, like, the spirit work within them. And that was just really touching to see how all the kids were just, you know, not afraid to be ashamed or anything, but they would just get into it and worship the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Cool. Somebody else want to share something about the time we had in the ministry time on the street? They're all like, we're all shy now. Okay. Some priorities, I guess.
We did a lot of street ministries, but there was just this one. We did one at a basketball court, and it was kind of in more of like a rougher area of the city. And it was a really, really, really big basketball court. It was ginormous, and the sun was just beating down on you, and it was, I wouldn't say horrible, but it definitely wasn't nice. But like you would stand there, and you would see all these kids just lined up, and you would realize that there is something much bigger than us doing the work, because without God, the kids wouldn't even be there at all. And God, I thought it was really cool that God worked through us as his instruments to use us for those kids, because you realize that, hey, I'm not doing any of this. This is all God doing this, and it was just a really great honor to work in that. And it was just a really great moment to see that.
So not only did we do a few songs, we did a human video, which is a song, and then we kind of act out parts of it. And we're going to go ahead and do one of them called Set Me Free. And I'm going to have Pastor Dennis kind of talk about some of the stuff we did while we get ready. So there you go.
Okay. Like they were saying already, as Pastor Mike was saying and Austin was saying, how, you know, we would just put these speakers out there and start playing music, and the kids would just run out from everywhere, parents, teenagers. And, you know, sometimes it was in church settings, sometimes it was outside. Now, one of the neat things to do, I got a chance to this missions trip to actually go out and be a part of the ministry. A couple years ago, I didn't have that opportunity. I was doing some other type of work. But it was what was neat for me to see the youth of this church, as well as, you know, there was another church that went with us as well, to see them doing the work of the ministry, of doing these skits, doing these dramas, and be able to see them also, you know, give at the very end. As I heard, I was not there on a couple occasions, but actually take part at the end of closing, of the giving the invitation to accept Christ. I was able to do that a couple times, and it was so many kids. I mean, we must have ministered, I want to say, probably about 2,000 kids in the different towns, and there was many of them that gave their hearts to the Lord. And that was just a blessing to see that. And I think that was great for all of you guys to see that, right? How God used you in that way to touch lives. And I think they can say also they were saying over there, you know, we came to be a blessing to them, but they blessed us. And I think that's what missions is about, is when you give and pour out of yourself, you know, God just gives right back to you from the people and the blessing that they are. And another thing, too, is that I got to witness also just the opportunity to see the kids that stepped up and took leaps of faith as well. Every morning we were having devotions, and there was a few of our kids that just said, Pastor Mike gave the opportunity to share in devotion, and they did. And they did a great job, and that was a blessing as well. They were taking steps of faith to seek the Lord for a word for all of us to encourage us. And that's another thing that happened on this mission trip that really was a blessing to my heart. Amen. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So you can feel the power as the gospel is presented, the power of Jesus to set people free. And of course, we did that one in Spanish. We did it in English for you guys, so you could. Okay, sorry for our Spanish-speaking folks next time. All right. Well, anyway, it is, yeah, come on. They keep wanting to watch from out there. I don't know. They're like, no, go ahead, really. Anyway, they were my adult leaders that went along were just phenomenal help, just in a lot of ways. One of the days, maybe you want to tell us about the day where I went shopping? Okay.
So there was this one day that I was not aware at all whatsoever. No word, nobody said anything to me, so we were getting ready. It was my day to do the translating. Lisa and I did, we took turns. And so we're getting ready, we're getting in the truck, we're loading up all our equipment, and I'm like, Pastor Mike, he's got to be around here somewhere. He's going to show up sooner or later. So anyway, we're getting in the van, and Missionary Matt, we're in the truck, all the kids are in, Pastor Mike's not in. And I thought to myself, okay, what's going on? Maybe he's going to ride in a different vehicle. Well, I asked Missionary Matt, I said, we're missing a person. And he says, oh, yeah, by the way, I didn't tell you. Pastor Mike's not coming, and you're going to do it all by yourself. And I thought to myself, me? What do you mean? He's like, oh, no, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. So I looked up to the kids, and they're like, oh, no, it's okay. We got it all under control. We're going to do it. And, you know, I was a little nervous. I was very nervous because I just didn't realize that I was going to, like, do the translating and then kind of lead the kids and kind of. But the kids just did an amazing job. You know, you could really feel that they were so comfortable already doing it. And this is one of the days that we did it in, like, half of a hallway. I mean, there was no air conditioning. There was no windows. There was, like, nothing. But, you know, I said, Lord, this is for you. The kids came. Kids were coming actually out of nowhere, sitting outside and everything. You know, it didn't matter where we were. It didn't matter what the conditions of the area were. We just knew that we had a job to do and the job that we were called to do by the Lord. So I'm just glad, and I'm so thankful that I was a big part of it. And I just, you know, the kids were very impressive, and Pastor Mike was just an amazing leader too. So anyway, I'm just glad to be part of that.
Yeah, they did a great job. And, you know, I was in the, what happened that day is they said, hey, we got to go buy a basketball hoop. I need a couple guys to go. So I'm like, oh, all right. So I hopped in the vehicle, and we drove into town, and I'm like, oh, we're not going to be out there in time, are we? So we drive about a half hour to our city where we're working in Via Alta Gracia. And anyway, while I was there, I'm like, well, oh, they'll be fine. You know, the Lord, there was a little bit of a kind of, wait, I should be there. And they're like, no, wait a minute, trained them right. They got it, and they all did phenomenal, and I knew that it would be done awesome. And so when we went on the afternoon team, it was they're like, oh, yeah, we did fine. We all had our jobs. We did what we needed to do. So it was great. And just so proud of all of them. I mean, everybody just did a great job. And I told everyone in the beginning, I said, guys, one of our scriptures, a couple of thoughts as we go forward is, you know, blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be broken. Just kind of, you know, that's my little mantra. Just be flexible. Things can go differently. Missions work. It always changes day to day. You never know what's going to happen. And also to do everything without arguing or complaining out of Philippians. And they did. It wasn't just like, you know, hey, don't complain. No, they really did. They took the Spirit of Christ has flowed through them in such a powerful way. And they, I mean, I know they saw it, they felt it, and it was just like, oh, yeah, that's not a big deal. Nothing to get worried about. We're just going to move forward and see what God's going to do next. And so that was the really cool thing about just resting in God's peace and his plan as we went through the week. I have a couple pictures just to go through. Some of the places we ministered, I believe I have next here. At the end, at the end of all of our drama presentations and after we gave a gospel presentation, prayed with the kids that came forward, we did this prayer tunnel and then gave out suckers, okay, which that was awesome. And the kids, you know, of course, some of those kids are pretty sharp to this system, and they're like, okay, if I get out of line and go back around, you know, so we had to make a real tight line in the prayer tunnel. It's kind of a dual purpose. But we prayed over all the kids as they left the presentation area where we had them sitting, and go ahead forward a couple more. So it was really a blessing. And then we did it outdoors. We did this, set up our whole program. We did indoors. We had another night. This was up above the school. This is the upstairs of the school where the church used to meet. And they had, I think they packed this room out, and they were doing like two services, and they had to move to another building. But this is about 350 kids or something like that, almost 400 kids. And we're obviously watching the VeggieTales film with them, and the kids are sitting in there. It's another picture, I think, in the front. Oh, okay. Sorry, back up. But anyway, we had just a great opportunity to minister to the kids, just to connect with them and just have an awesome influence that week and a huge support. In fact, I was texting with the missionary this morning and just going over a few things, and he said, hey, tell the team, tell the church, thank you so much. Your missionaries appreciate you and all of the work. It was such a huge help for them that week. And he said one of the most prepared teams that he'd had come in a while, not to down the other teams, but he said, you guys were just ready and did everything that we asked and more. So just you guys did an awesome job. The next slide is we have the playground, and it's kind of semi-completed. There's still scaffolding on the basketball hoop, but it's going to be taken down the very next day and to go forward one more. And this is the other side, so it's all done. All the rocks are gone. The stump was out of there, all the trees and stuff that was just kind of really a mess. And they actually did another skim coat of cement on the basketball court area here. And Dennis helped mix in the cement. I see other pictures of him mixing cement. It's kind of a, you know, wheelbarrow, one bucket of cement, so much water. It's not like the cement truck pulled up and no, not quite. So it was a lot of work. There you see the BGMC logo. And so this playground was completed with BGMC funds, so Boys and Girls Missionary Challenge. They provided all the funds for this. In fact, when they put that on the wall, the people from the school, the administrator of the school and some of the people from the church said, well, what does that BGMC stand for? And they said, well, that explained what it was. And they said that the money for the playground came from kids. And they were like, what? Kids? All this money? So, I mean, that just really made an impact there that kids in America had, you know, given to see this happen. And then, of course, facilitated through our teens and adults putting it in. And then all those little hand marks, those are our hand marks around there. Now, the team you see before you is our North Point side of the team. We also had five people from Gateway Church in Fruitport who were with us, Pastor Pete and Debbie Benson. And then there was three other students who went along with and did a phenomenal job. We became one team. There was no two teams anymore. And so that was just really great to see. But then, let me go forward one more. The last day that we had at the Alta Gracia, we had a play day, basically. You know, the kids came out. We turned on the music. Again, you turn on the music, the kids show up. So, I don't know. There's a correlation there. It happens in the United States, too. All right. Well, anyway, so the kids showed up, and we just played. That's all. There was no agenda but play. And we just, had Frisbees and hula hoops and climbed on the dome thing there and just had a blast, being a part of connecting with the kids. And so, I don't know, does anybody have any stories from that day? Just want to share just something small that, yep, okay.
When we built this playground, you know, it was really cool, but all these kids who were there were also helping us when we were building it. And so that day when we just got to take a step back and look at it and all these kids were there, it was just really cool to see how, you know, we came and we built this and they helped us and they were so happy to do it, you know. Like when we got there, we were kind of like, oh, we have to move all these rocks. But then these kids came and they were willing to, and they were like, no, we want to help. And we were like, oh, okay. And then to see just like how full of joy they were when we were done, and they, I don't know, it was just really cool to see them on the swings and playing basketball, and everyone was just there. It was packed, and I don't know, it was just really cool to see it all.
When we were there playing with the kids, of course, only like three of us speak Spanish, so most of us didn't even know what they were saying, but that honestly like didn't matter at all. They could care less if you could speak Spanish or not. We came up with nicknames for each other, like Pequeño and Pequeña and Chiquita and Chiquito and Mija and Mijo. And it was just really cool because these kids, like, they, like, knew exactly who you were, and they'd be like, hey, come play with me. Come do this. Come do that. And even if you were playing with another kid, they'd be like, no, you're going to come play with me. And you're like, all right, I guess we can all just play together. And it was just really cool to, like, be, like, work on the work that we did all together. And just the fact that it was kind of like a fellowship, at the end of everything, it was a fellowship meeting, and it was just really touching to see all the kids play together and want to play with us and just have a lot of fun.
You go forward, I think, one more slide, maybe two. I'm trying to remember how many. Okay. So this is what it looked like before, just so you can kind of refrain back to, you know, what it was. And we added the stuff here. Go one more slide forward. And then this is what it looked like, you know, finished with all the kids there and just playing. And I was standing on top of the roof. And if you could, we were part of our BGMC our VBS that we had. You probably saw a couple of the videos that the kids did from up on the top that our students did promoting this playground and raising funds for it. And they went beyond the goal that we had, which was really awesome, to raise over $400 for more playgrounds in the Dominican Republic and more teams, maybe another team from here, to go and work on another school. So it was really, really awesome to see that. But some of the really things that, you know, aren't on a slide, that aren't in a picture, are the things that happen in our students' hearts and in their lives. And I'd ask them to be prepared to share, you know, something that God either spoke to them or you know, showed them or did in them during the trip. Because like you say, we go to minister, we poured out sweat and blood and, you know, all of the effort and, you know, tired muscles and, you know, sharing, letting God stretch us beyond what we thought we were able to do in sharing the gospel and, you know, being in front of people. I remember somebody said, you know, the first time I gave my testimony, I was just really, really nervous. But, you know, the more I did that, it was easier to do, and I became more confident, and I could see that as each of them grew in everything that they did, whether sharing a testimony or just being, you know, ready on the spot to you know, pitch in and help and stuff. So it was really cool. But anyway, I want to just go ahead and ask you if you have something ready. I'm going to hand the mic to you, and you can just hand it to the next person. We'll take, you know, we've got time for a few of them. So who wants to go first? There they go. Okay.
It wasn't really like one thing, I think, for me. It was just an everyday thing, seeing the group grow closer together from like two churches to really one, you know. And we saw a couple of the kids didn't even want to like give their personal testimony to us when we were practicing. And then when they did it there, they're just so spectacular because God really helped them to just overcome their fears and just to speak out. We had this one girl that barely said like anything. Like, she would give you one word answers if she could, and that was like the end for her. And by the end of the trip, she could actually give her testimony, and, you know, she danced and was really like, I don't know, she just came out a lot more than she was to begin with. With me, God worked with me every day, and he kind of showed me through the kids there, you know, because I did a lot of the outreach, of course, being Jesus. So, of course, I went to just about every day. You know, Pastor Pete and my dad took my place a couple times so I could do construction. But for the most part, you know, God would just show me through these kids, you know, like, be a little bit more like this or a little bit like that, you know. And every night when I go to bed, you know, I could say in my prayers, you know, God, thank you for that, you know, showing me to be more willing to help or to be more open, you know, or this or that. It's just something different every day. And it's something that you can take home, you know, and then when you go to school or, you know, go to church or anywhere, really, you know, you're more open with your faith because, you know, you've done it before in front of hundreds of people. So what's it to, you know, share with a couple people?
Okay. Well, like Austin said, like, once you did this in front of, like, hundreds of kids, it's easier to, like, share your testimony because, you know, I've always been, like, a really, like, to myself kind of person when it came to my faith. But when it came to this trip, I was so open. I could just feel like God working through me and everything. Like, he definitely took me out of my comfort zone. There was a time where Pastor Mike asked me to do like the closing of it, and I was like, I don't know what to say, but you know, God just worked through me. And it was just really awesome to know that like I can be so to myself about it, and once you get to out there, you're just like, woo, I'm fire for God. You're ready for anything. And I don't know, this trip has like taught me a lot, and I'm just really like grateful that I got to experience with all these great people and to have this experience and like take a big step in my faith.
For me, it was definitely the whole experience of the trip. I know some people didn't always get to go on ministry and stuff, but I was blessed enough to be able to do some of the work at the playground and to go minister. And there was a couple of days where I had like some mosquito bites, or I don't know what they were, and it kind of caused my ankle to swell up, and so I wasn't allowed to do anything for a couple of days, but I really got to grow close to the people there, and it was really awesome just to be able to connect with the kids. I mean, even though I didn't speak Spanish or anything, so it's a little difficult, but they still, you know, I knew a little bit, so they want to know everything about me. They were like, what's your favorite color? Where do you go to church? What's it? And it was just so sweet, and I was just really blessed to be able to work with everyone and get to grow closer to everyone here and the other people from Gateway and the people in the Dominican, and it was just really awesome. The trip was such an amazing experience.
For me, actually, I didn't have a very good start. On the way there, I had a flu virus, so I was not feeling good. I don't want to say the word because that's just gross, and when we got there, I it was cold in 90 degree weather, and so that whole day I slept, and the next morning I was fine. I was completely fine, and I was my team prayed over me, and I was great. I was like, let's do this, let's go. And so then after that, I was I did a lot of the outreach stuff too, and you see all the kids, and it's like almost a different world, almost, because here everybody, I'm not going against Americans or anything, but we're more closed with who we are, and we're more we're not as open, and over there all the kids, they want affection, they want your love, they want you to touch them, they want you to just look at them, they want you to smile at them, whatever you can give them they will take. And for me that was kind of unusual, because we're not really used to that here. And you can really see the difference in the people. And the people there, they just want to help you in any way they can. They really were a blessing to me, because they taught me, like, hey, I should be grateful for everything I have. Hey, I shouldn't complain. Hey, this is a lot harder work than I've ever done in my life, and here I'm not even complaining. I was like, my mom should take a picture of this right now, but she didn't. So, it just helped me learn a lot about myself too, that I'm not weak, I can't do anything that I don't want to do, because I really can. As long as I have God on my side, I can do whatever I want. And it was a real blessing.
The biggest thing I think for me on this trip was what God pointed out to me, was that he took me out of my comfort zone definitely. For the day, it was alternating between working in the construction site and doing street ministry. In the construction site, I did a lot of work, more than I ever did in my entire life. And it was just a blessing to have the kids want to help me and actually do something. And then in the street ministry, also, I never dance in front of people. I never sing. I never like to do any of that. And I actually found myself comfortable with it and wanting to do it and, like, reaching out. And when I'm faced with big crowds, I like to look at one person so it seems like it's smaller. And all the time I had street ministry, I did that, and I always ended up connecting with that one person and changing their life. So.
Once we got there, I saw just poverty, a lot of poverty. And during the vandalism, I saw these kids laughing and smiling, and I'm like, well, they live in these houses that are about to fall over. Some of them don't have clothes on, you know. And they're still smiling and laughing, and they were encouraging me to come out of my comfort zone. But singing and dancing, same with Alexis, it's not me. I don't like just dancing and singing in front of everybody. But, yeah, they definitely took me out of my comfort zone, and God was using me for a reason, you know. And also for the construction, I was sweating and then aching, and, like, I was, like, weak. I didn't really want to throw rocks everywhere and, you know. But then God spoke to me, and he's like, Emma, you can do this. This is why you came here. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, that's exactly why I came here, to help. And God showed me to have the strength. And
on the first day, Pastor Mike, he was like, okay, you guys have to get up at like 6 in the morning tomorrow, so we can be at the playground by 8. So We're there at 8 o'clock, and we're like, oh, my gosh, I would be sleeping right now. I shouldn't have came. And Pastor Mark's like, all you guys are going to be doing today is moving rocks. And we're like, okay, moving rocks is easy, but it turned out not to be so easy because they're, like, way down there, and so to grab them. And on the second day, I was like, okay, hopefully we get to do the same thing today, and we didn't. We had to pull some trees out, and in the making, I got hit in the head with a pickaxe. And within the next day, I was okay. There's like no damage or anything. And within the next couple days, it got better, and it didn't really hurt at all. Like, I didn't even notice that it was there. There's just a big scab in my forehead, and people are like, oh, my God, what happened? It's like, yeah, I just got hit in the head with a pickaxe. It's okay. But at the end of the trip, I was like, okay, so why did I really come on the trip? And I really wanted to be closer to God and for other kids to learn about God, and that's pretty much what we did the whole time. So.
Well, I'm just really grateful that I was able to go on this trip and, like, raise the money and stuff. God helps me with that, raising the money and stuff. And once we got there, we did the first street ministry, and, like, we were dancing and stuff, and all the kids would, like, watch you, and, like, they would just do the moves that you were doing and, like, do the exact thing that you were doing. And it's just, like, you want to make sure that you're doing the right thing, otherwise, because they follow you and stuff. So you had to kind of, yeah, do that. And it was just really cool because if you smiled at a kid, they'd smile back, and, like, it was just really heartwarming and stuff. Really cool to work with all the kids and meet all of them. They're so loving and grateful for everything that they have, and they don't have very much, and they're still grateful for, like, every single little thing. So that makes me a lot more grateful for, like, all the things that I have, and it's just really great.
As the Pastor Mike said earlier, you know, the missionaries mentioned how we were prepared and we were hardworking, and, you know, it was a great team for them, you know, for us to come, and we blessed them. And I would say one of the reasons that we were prepared and we were in the spirit is because Pastor Mike, you know, prepared us for that. So Pastor Mike's a great leader, and to have his experience doing these trips, it shows, and it's great when you have, you know, a great leader like Pastor Mike.
Thanks. Thanks. Appreciate that. And but you guys made it easy. You did. Just made it happen. And I know Lisa wanted to share some yet, so I want to give it back to her before we wrap up.
Just real quick, I was really blessed going on this trip. God opened my eyes to lots of things. We're so close-minded when we're here because we have everything. And then you go to another country, and they have nothing, but they have Jesus. And here we have everything, and we reject him. So it was very heartwarming to see these kids just open up their hearts, and they knew that that's all they needed. And through all this process, I've always questioned God, because I always question that saying of his grace is enough. Like, what is that? And I was able to experience that. God showed that to me through these kids, through their weaknesses. He shined through them, through our weaknesses. You know, it was a very, very difficult thing to do. But at the end, we had joy. And God taught us to have joy in sweat and heat and in being sick. And so I'm just very grateful and thankful for your support, for your prayers. God not only changed their lives, he changed ours. So I'm thankful.
Well, as you have heard and I've seen some, I mean, God just did amazing, awesome things. And, you know, it was as a leader of the team, it was challenging in a lot of ways. God grew me in that even more so, just in dealing with different things that popped up and, you know, kind of releasing. I say, guys, you do it. I don't have to do this altar call. And Mariah said, well, I got to talk at the end. She did the altar call. Several of the students did the altar call at the end of our street ministry, you know, to explain what the dramas were and happening and invite the kids to receive Christ. So that was very powerful to see that happen. And, you know, and also for me just like to release that, just go, no, I don't have to do that. They can do it. They got it. And so that was just kind of a thing that God was showing through, showing me through the trip as well. Another thing that we didn't, I didn't have a slide for, but the Latin American Child Care offices where Matt and Carrie kind of operate out of, they have, it's basically a three-story building, or two stories on one side, three on the other. We had some time at the end where we finished the playground, did our play day here, still had some street ministry to do in Santo Domingo, and we did that a couple, two times a day, and then we painted the entire building of the Latin American Child Care School. And there is some pictures on our Facebook page. I'll put make sure there's an album available for you guys to see. But that turned out to be quite a bit of work as well. you know, we had these super long roller handles, and we're painting up 2.5 stories, you know, and they're up. We can only reach so far. And we ended up painting the other half of it from the top down, which I did that. No students were involved in that. No pickaxes. Okay. They're holding me by my ankles. And, you know, no, it wasn't. Wasn't difficult at all. So we finished that. And so that was a huge blessing to the school there. And we also painted all the bars and the door things and the handles, handrails and all that. So they kind of got a new facelift on the building as well. And so it was just a huge blessing to all of us as a team and all of the ministries that were there, the church that was in Alta Gracia. And just everybody was blessed all the way around. Our missionaries just say a huge thank you. We got to see speed light vehicles firsthand, rode in them every day. So the kids were like, oh, now I know what speed light is and why we need to give to speed light. So important. And BGMC, great things. The other thing is, and Dennis mentioned it, I talked to the missionary, and he said we had ministered to over 1,300, close to 1,400 students that we had shared part of what you saw today. And all of the students gave testimonies of what God has, you know, their own personal testimony they shared was translated for the students as well. So over, you know, like almost 1,400 students that we saw in all different venues, whether it was a hallway or a church or a room or, you know, a back lot somewhere. I mean, we shared the gospel around the world. And that was because of you praying for us. We felt those prayers every step of the way. There was no doubt God was in it as he cleared the way for us. Any number of stories, there's 100. Stories of how God provided that the things that we needed, whether it was strength or healing or just a provision. And so we want to thank you for praying and thank you again for giving so generously. I mean, we could not have done this without you. And you have now an inheritance in the Dominican Republic as these kids who are going to come through that school, more than 1,400 students, are going to go through that school in time and hear the gospel and come to a relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's, you know, I shared with the kids in the beginning, I said, you know, students, we're going there to let God use us to turn people from darkness to light so that they might have an inheritance in the eternal kingdom. And so, you know, that, and God used us, every single one of us. And so proud of the whole team. You guys are phenomenal. And so thank you, and thank you, congregation, for backing us and being with us. So thank you. Now they're going to do 3 more songs for you. No.
Well, I know that you're proud of these kids, too, and you're including the kids there. What they've done. How many of you did you go back? How many of you would you go back? Every one of them. How many of you were changed? Something happened in your life. Well, that's why we do these things. That's the payoff for us is in the future of what God's going to do in their life. I want you to do something. I want you to start saving now, adults, young people. I want you to start saving now for the next trip. We don't have one planned yet. We don't know where it's going to be. We don't know what it's going to be. But start saving now and just make it your missions fund, your personal missions fund, so that when we have the next opportunity, you can go. Some of you don't have kids that are you know, in our group or they're out of the house or that kind of thing. You can start saving, too, to send someone to go. And that'll be a great benefit for somebody. And we are a sending church. That's what we're about. We're not about keeping it all here in Michigan and in North Point and building up a bank account. That's not what the church is about. It's about sending people into the mission field. And that's what we're going to do. And we're going to do it again. Amen? Amen. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this great team that went out. We thank you for the things that were done in the lives of children of the Dominican Republic, Lord. And we just look forward to that day someday, maybe in heaven, when someone walks up to one of these kids, one of our kids, and says, because you came, it made a difference in my life. God, we thank you for that. But we thank you for what you've done in our people's lives too, God. And we pray that you would just plant in some of them that missions call, that would call them into full-time missions work, Lord. that you would just begin that process here right now with them, and that they would hear from you and know that they're called into missions. We thank you, and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for staying a little later than you normally stay, but I think it was worth it. Amen? Amen. You are dismissed. Have a great day.